Aircheckdownloads.com.
Tell you what, this is wondrous. 3 months of practicing and doing all the bits and pieces, we finally arrived. We're absolutely thrilled to be here. Thank you very much indeed for the lovely cards that have come in this morning. I mean, I wish you could see this. The Sticks of Rock are standing by. I hope you're going to come and see us this afternoon, especially if you're... Sorry about the squeak. Especially if you're off school for some odd reason. We have some absolutely incredible BBC Essex rock here, with BBC Essex on the side, or MediaWave and FM stereo. Stick with us, baby! And it's in the emblem colours. It's yellow, orange and red, and it's all here to be sucked. Now, we are going to be in Chelmsford. That's me and Jules. We're going to be out on the old front lawn. Now, I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that the rain is going to hold off, and I think it's going to be okay. So come on down. Eggie Lay's going to be there. We're going to be stopping the motorists in the kindest possible way and giving them Sticks of Rock and giving you Sticks of Rock and giving you the odd occasional photo and sharing a bit of the excitement with you. So please come and see us. It would be absolutely marvellous. And if you're wondering who I am, I mean, you might not have heard me before. Some haven't. Here I am! And hello to Arvie at the cherry tree. He said if I don't say hello to him, it'll be big trouble. Hello, Arvie and the girls. And absolutely smashing good afternoon! Oh, I'm wetting myself here. It's BBC Essex on a big one, countywide. And it's absolutely the most exciting moment of my life. Share it with me. Go on, I'll be here for the next couple of hours. Come and see us. It'll be brilliant, OK? Here's a jingle for you. Love it!
BBC Essex!
And I like the odd occasional jingle of my own. Take a bit of this.
Sexy and supreme.
Yum-bum-bum.
The girls just want to scream.
Ooh.
Who could this man be?
Smashing.
Goodness gracious. What a load of old rubbish.
Steady.
Majestic and so bold.
Yum-bum-bum. Yeah, I'll have a bit,
it's
yeah.
Like a bar of
gold. Yeah, bring it in. Lovely.
Who could this man be?
The cake's
hello,
arrived.
Timbo. You're gorgeous, Timbo.
Lovely to talk to you.
It's Timbo, Timbo, yeah.
Oh, Bob Ballard. Thank you very much for your little message. Thank you, Bob. And to everyone at the third year who couldn't go home at 12 o'clock, boo-hoo-hoo, isn't it bad, from Tyrone, Joe and Smithy. Well, if you're at home, we would love to see you this afternoon at 3 p.m. And we'll be having a chat with Jules in about 10 minutes' time. The photographers are here, which is really... I feel like a superstar when you're in the cake lady. Is here? What's it like? This is it all right?
Oh yes.
Has it got a bit of rum in it?
Oh yes.
Is it? Thank you,
yes.
Pat, darling. Oh, I got me jobs. We're gonna give you a job, Basildon. All right, stand by. So I've got a bit of this cake. Yeah, I tell you what. If you come down at 3, you can have a bit of my cake as well. Oh yeah, that's marvellous. Did you make that, Mark?
Yeah.
Marvellous. I didn't know you could cook.
Why have you got a tap on your head?
Why are you wearing a funny apron? You
don't
big pansy.
Talk about it. You called you. Graham lent it to me.
I shall say no more. Let's have a little tune. Why not? Here's a nice one. This will be very, very, very jolly indeed. It is 7 minutes past two. You're listening to the county's only countywide radio station, BBC Essex, here for day one, and it's going to be a brilliant day! Nick Berry, what are you doing, you fool? Oh, we wanted status quo anyway.
A vacation in a foreign land.
Colchester has arrived, and we shall be speaking to Colchester in a couple of minutes, and we have a very, very exciting little thing for you, but I shan't spoil it. I should let David tell you all about it. That was In the Army Now from Status Quo, and not Nick Berry as originally planned, but who cares? My friend and yours, Katie, is here. Katie Mallett from Canvey. Lovely lady. She wants to come on and say a quick hello, so let's just see if we can find her. Hello, Katie!
Hello, Timbo.
How are you?
Nice to hear you again.
Oh, how kind. It's lovely to be on, you know. It really is. Da 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 dee, da 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 da. Be nice to her now. She's a bit of an old thing. She is. Dee dee. Is it ringing? Hello. Oh come on, be a devil. Ring for me. I know you can do it. Dee, it's a long way away. You see? Are you doing? Is it ringing? Is it ringing? Oh yes, it's ringing. Here we go. This will be it. This will be a good one. This.
Hello.
Hello, Mum. Hello!
Hello, Tim. How lovely to hear from you.
How are you then? All right.
How's it going, love?
Oh, we've had so much fun today. It's been brilliant.
I've rung in about 5 times, and I heard your beginning, and I heard that you're out in the garden.
Yeah, you rung 8989?
Yes. Oh, God, I've been sort of, you know, diving in and diving out.
That's our radio line. If you want to listen wherever you are, Chelmsford 8989. How's the weather in Devon?
Well, it's dry. Are you still dry there? Has it rained?
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have the most brilliant of weather between 3 and 4, but could have been worse.
What a shame.
We were diving in and out of buses, though.
Yes, good.
On the pavement with sticks of BBC Essex rock.
Yes.
Are you proud that your son is working for the BBC?
Well, Tim, you know, you're going along well. Yes, and I'm very proud and very pleased for you.
Because you're my greatest critic, aren't you, Mum?
I'm your greatest critic and your greatest fan.
Oh, she's lovely.
Are we on air?
Oh, yeah, we're on air.
Sorry.
Go on, tell... Oh, yeah, it's all right. Tell Essex how wondrous your boy is.
Well, all right at times.
Yeah, all right. What was I like when I was a little boy?
Oh, Tim. Oh, I can't go back on all that.
No, you're quite right, too. Don't tell him.
We've got our big window out in the sitting room out because it's all rotted and we've got it out.
Oh, you have?
Yep, it's done.
How much are they going to charge you to have it fixed?
Over £300.
God, blimey, it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well, no, it's a good job done, Tim.
Is it going to be double glazed for that?
No. No, but I mean, we needed to. I think it would have fallen out if we'd left it.
Yes, it was
so
a bit
rotten.
I know, oh, dear.
Now you sound more relaxed now than were earlier on in your programme.
Well, it was we were a little bit hectic. We had so much going on. We had parachute jumps happening in Colchester, and we had it all. Well, in the end, it was so gusty we didn't do it. We said we'll leave it for another day.
Oh, what a shame!
But no, that's the way it goes.
Well, that's the live broadcasting for you.
That's right.
You know, you can't sort of muck about. I'm just bottling up my last lot of wine before we leave.
Oh, good. What, the orange wine?
Yes, but I'm having problems with the BlackBerry because it will not stop working.
Oh, dear.
So I shall have to leave it out and hope that somebody will rack it for me, you know, when we've gone.
Well, you can always bring it up to me. I'll look after it for you.
Yeah, but you're going to drink it, aren't you?
Blooming cheek, woman. What are you saying to me, Mother?
Well, knowing you...
How's old Westwood TV? How's old Gus Honeybun? Is he all right?
Yes, fine, actually. And quite enjoying it. Although I'm watching more of the old-fashioned times. You know, it's their 50th anniversary.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Oh, that's the BBC who's having 50 years, isn't it?
Yes, 50 years anniversary. All the old films and... Oh, it's great. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, so am I. I like the two Ronnies and what was else did I see which I enjoyed?
Oh, Up Pompeii is coming on tonight.
Have you heard have I done you my Up Pompeii impersonation, Mother?
No, go on then.
All right then, I'll just stand up for this. Oh dear, yes, oh yes, I know. Oh dear, yes, I know. Oh, anyway, I said no. Oh, what do you reckon?
Very good.
How would you like to have a go at a little competition before you disappear?
Oh, Tim, all right, I'll try.
All right, when are you going to Portugal?
No, we're not. We're going Morocco. On the 14th.
14th?
Yep.
Oh, well, we're in your game before then, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for having a little chat. It's lovely to hear from you.
Lovely.
And we'll see you soon. And I'm phoning Dave soon as well.
Oh, bless you, are you?
Yes, I tried to phone him yesterday, but he wasn't in.
Give him my love.
I will do.
And I sent him some plants. Hope he's received them.
Oh, thank you for your letter, by the way. Good luck card.
Yes. Oh, you got it?
I've got it, yes. It's here somewhere. Where is it? Here it is. Hooray.
If I put TV Lloyd Esquire, you might realise it was from your mother. And you might sort it through all the others.
Of course. Oh, it's been marvellous. How's George? Is he well?
Oh, he's fine, my dear. Yeah, great. But did you have lots of cards?
They're smashing. I've had so many cards.
Oh,
it's been, really, it's been joyous and it's great to be back in Essex. It really is.
I think so. We always said that Essex people really are so friendly.
Well, you said that, didn't you?
Well, I mean, the few times that I visited you down there in Wakering, I loved them.
Lovely, you know. Weren't they? Especially my next-door neighbour, the gardener. He was nice, wasn't he?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, he was smashing.
Absolutely. Sir.
All right, now listen. Yep. I'm going to give you four bits of information. You've just got to work out which is the truth and which is the flannel.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
And all you do is say truth or flannel. Good luck. Here we go.
The BBC Essex Flannel Line.
Good God. Well, who's that? That wasn't you. Now get on, Tim, because I've got my passes.
All right, all right. 4-year-old Kirsty Lighthour of Winchgoom in Gloucestershire had to be cut free after trapping her foot in a sofa while watching TV.
Oh, flannel.
Dave Clark was the lead singer in the 60s group The Dave Clark Five.
Yes, true.
Doing well, Mother.
Go on.
Scotland Yard.
All right.
Scotland Yard took its name from the Scottish Embassy, which once stood there. Beside it was a chapel.
Yes, true.
And 43% of all Essex homes have outside lavs at the bottom of their garden.
No, that's false.
Well, you got two right and two wrong.
Oh, God. I whether I've got them all right.
So you win nothing. Never mind.
Never mind. It was a try.
All right. Well,
what was right and what was wrong?
What was right? What was wrong? I'm not telling you. Got to keep it going.
Oh, I see.
I don't say any more.
Oh, I see. Somebody else will have a go now.
With a bit of luck.
Yeah.
Well done. All my love to you.
Okay.
And all my love to all in Colleton who remember me.
And bless you for, letting me come on your show. It's great. I'm enjoying it.
No, it's smashing. It's lovely to hear from you. All right. All my love. Take care, Mum.
Yes, all right, my love.
See you soon.
Yes, cheers, Tim.
Bye.
Thanks for phoning. Bye, love.
Bye. There we are. There's Mum. Just say hello. Keep her well. Keep her cheerful. And jolly nice, too. I hope you didn't mind that. Oh, Mrs. Foster of Cambridgeshire, oldest member of the family. Thank you for your little message, Mrs. Foster, and we'll be putting out the information tomorrow. And we'll be doing some events in about 5 minutes' time. If you've got an event going on in Essex, let us know, and we'll pop it on the old list for you. We also have Gareth from Southend.
Oh.
You told him to call on your very first show. I remember Gareth. I was with Gareth at Faro Airport in Portugal.
Very nice.
All right, Gareth, we'll be with you in a little while. But first, we have Walking Like an Egyptian from the Bangles. Always remind me of that marvellous little video that's on the box with that particular tune, the Bangles, Walking Like an Egyptian. It is 19 minutes to 5 o'clock. And may I say again, a very good afternoon. Welcome along to BBC Essex on the very first day. It's a pleasure to be with you. It really is absolutely super duper. We hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. We're having an absolutely marvellous time. I have a bottle of champers here, which I'm not going to crack until the end of the show. But may I say thank you. And it says, to Timbo, nice to see you back in Essex. Best of luck at the Beeb, you little sparkler you. And it's cheers from Clive and Sue and Jonathan and Emma. And they've gone out and bought me a bottle of Veuve Duvernay, which is very, very nice of them. So I shall enjoy that. Now, before I go any further, I must say hello to my daughter. Now, I've got to do this now because she's 1 year and 1 week old and she sent me a card. There's me mum's card. I mustn't lose this. I'll be all over the place. Hello, Annabelle, my little darling. How are you? Are you listening? Da-da-da-da. Trying to walk, you know, all over the place. Dad, come on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, maybe not. It's just good luck. This is it. Good luck to my daddy. Lots of love from Annabelle. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Ah, it's lovely. She's gorgeous. I hope you'll see her one day. We'll see if you can get her in the papers. Little chubby cheeks. She was a little terror last night as well. She wouldn't go to bed. Put her down. 5 minutes. There was me. Shut up! How do you get them to sleep, mums? What do you do? I can't stand it. We're going to Southend in a minute. Gareth is here. In a mo.
Every weekday lunchtime on BBC Essex, Mark Thomas presents the show that looks at life and people in our county. Whether you live in Southend or Saffron Walden, Walton-on-the-Naze or Wickford, there'll always be something of interest for you. So why not tune in for good music and friendly lunchtime chat with your portly chum, Mark Thomas, in the show that's all about Essex on BBC Essex between 12 and 2.
Portly. I think it's very unkind to call Mark Thomas portly. Mind you, he did look a bit odd with his, well, had a pinny on today. He was doing his cooking, you see. It looked a little on the strange side.
Aircheckdownloads.com.